علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance. And we are taking inspiration from the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam to understand this charter, this particular method and form of governance that Islam is offering to the world. The sermon that we are dealing with is the sermon number 147, whereby we will be taking parts of this sermon that are relevant to this topic. And one of those areas where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about this issue is where he is discussing certain prophecies, where he's telling us what will happen to the Muslim Ummah towards the end of times. One of the things that he says is that وَلَيْسَ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ ذَلِكَ الزَّمَانِ سِلْعَةٌ أَبْوَرَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ إِذَا تُلِيَ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. And there'll be nothing more valueless, whose value is lesser than the book when it is read correctly. That means the book which is read correctly, that means the Quran when it is read in the right way, when the book of God is read in the correct way, which causes movement and enlightenment, that type of reading will be disliked by the people. Will be something that is, people will not be ready at all to spend their wealth upon. It will be ignored and not taken seriously. And then he goes on to say, وَلَا أَنْفَقَ مِنْهُ إِذَا حُرِّفَ عَنْ مَوَاضِعِهِ. But there will be nothing more valuable, nothing more that they will be ready to spend for than the book of God which is interpolated from its position, from its actual state. This is what, inshallah, we shall discuss in this segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we say that the book of God, which is read in a good way, in the correct way, will be something that is disliked, which is undesirable. But that which is changed and interpolated will be very much liked. In fact, people will be ready to spend millions and millions of dollars for that type of interpolated and changed book of God. That type of book of God, that type of explanation regarding the book of God that is conforming with the desires and the whims and the thoughts and the feelings of the rich and the wealthy people of the community, which is conforming with the desires and the feelings of those who are tyrants and evil people. Such types of interpretations of the Quran, whereby even that the most evil doing character, the most oppressive of people, feel that they are doing the right thing, that they are in the right path. A type of interpretation of the book whereby it pleases everyone, the good, the bad, the oppressor, the oppressed. Everyone is happy with that type of interpretation. And they all feel that they are correct and they are felicitous. This is the danger that Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us, that this type of interpretation of the book will be common, will be something that is liked, which is something that will be desirable, which will be demanded, which will be in demand, or they say on demand, by the people. And this is something that was there previously. Inshallah, I will bring about an example for you to see. But we can actually see it. We can actually see it in this day and age, that how today people are offering watered down interpretations of the Holy Quran, whereby everything, everyone looks good. Everyone, whether they are bad or good, whether they are evil or they are oppressors, they can still feel that they are okay based on that interpretation. This is something that is going to destroy the standards that the Quran has established for the society, and it is very dangerous.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, as I mentioned in the previous segment, that the type of book, the type of recitation of the Quran which will be liked by the people is the one that is interpolated and changed. Of course, that doesn't mean that the apparent words of the Quran will be changed. No. It is the meanings that will be changed. It will be the soul and the reality of the Quran that people will change and manipulate while maintaining the apparent letters and words in the same manner. The example is the scholar of Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik. Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik was one of those leaders at the time of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, and he was a very evil person, a wretched person who had, first of all, a very hard heart, and also his character was weak amongst the Umayyad caliphs. He had a scholar, or you can say a speech giver or an orator that was working under his authority. And that orator would speak about the Quran, would interpret the Quran, and it about the oneness of God, about the prophethood, in such a way that would confirm with the character and the belief system and the makeup of this caliph or this leader called Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik. That means if Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik were to hear that Quran, would feel that he is in the right track. And if people would listen to that interpretation of the Quran, would feel that what Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik is doing is actually what the Prophet wanted us to do, what the Quran is actually advocating. So this type of interpretation is a destructive interpretation, but it is a type of interpretation which was on demand, which was given value, where people were ready to spend money. And today even we'll see the same, that people are ready to spend money for this type of false interpretation of the Holy Quran that conforms with the materialistic demands of the people, especially those wealthy and oppressive ones. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the right understanding of the Holy Quran and to avoid the wrong interpretations so that we can actually and truly benefit from it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه